Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
And here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Predictions for cash hog prices across the Midwest today range from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower amid uncertain packer demand following what was a hefty slaughter schedule on Saturday. Terminals called mostly steady to weaker tops from $41 to $42. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $42. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, October 20th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,139. For the base market hog in a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $52.50 to $62.84. The weighted average, $60.22, a loss of 32 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.58 to $49.50, and the weighted average was $47.55. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,578. The base price range was $51 to $62.28. The weighted average, $59.80, a loss of $1.69 from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.30 to $51.14, and the weighted average was $46.39. This is the next to last day of our fall fund drive, and for those who have already contributed, Todd Gleason and I thank you. We rely on listeners like you for the largest share of our income, 41%, and we, by giving a gift of $100 right now, you will keep programs like the pre-opening commodity market report on the air, serving your marketing needs. We're here with agriculture marketing information and weather 6 days a week for you. Please do your part by going to your phone with a gift now at 217-244-9455 or become a partner online at WILLpledge.org. And Rita Schulte is in Pledge Central right now with a mind-boggling, mental-blowing, I believe, $3,000 worth of challenges.
Yeah, you want to blow your mind here, Dave. You got the different Schulte here. Pinch hitting for a little bit here. And yes, you're right. There's $3,000, actually, if you look at the Ag Challenge and the challenge we've been working on this morning. $2,000 from the Marshaks, the Rockets, and some other of our donors who've banded together to put this $2,000 challenge together. When we get to 45 calls this morning, we actually have 26 calls, probably less than that, now coming in. And then we have the Ag Challenge for another $1,000. If you're calling for that, let the volunteer know. And your name actually right now will go on both of those challenge sheets. AgriGold Hybrids, along with Grainfield Marketing, the Andersons, and Strategic Farm Marketing are banding together to add $1,000 to our pledge total.
Wow.
Hear from 85 contributors who support the Ag Service along with our other services. So there's a ton of reasons for you to call right now, 217-244-9455. We need about 10 calls here before the top of the hour to keep on track to making these challenges. Again, that's a $2,000 riding on the next 26 calls, 217-244-9455.
10 calls, let's count them down, 217-244-9455, the number to call. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Tom, day after day, people tell us they rely on our service for agricultural marketing information that makes a difference in their bottom lines.
Well, that's right, Dave, and they say that they value that information because it does have real value. Any farmer will tell you that it's been increasingly complex to market your crops on that daily basis because you have to figure all the fundamental factors and all the technical factors that go into the markets. And that's where AM580's agricultural product has come in. Dave and Todd, you guys explore the best marketing options with some 15 analysts a week. You get their expertise, and that's expertise that you pay for in a lot of cases, but that's right there on AM580 for you. And not only that, but you bring the agricultural e-newsletter to people's mailboxes for free again. You podcast a lot of the information, so a producer that needs some of that information on the go can use it then. All of that is free. free, but it is a lot of value. And that's something we'd like to make sure that you know. And if you feel that it's valuable to you, make that $100 pledge to 217-244-9455. $100 is with $3 corn in our present right now. That's 300 bushels of corn, 33 bushels of corn a year, just a little over under that. So if that's worth that much to you, 33 bushels of corn, pledge that 33 bushels to 244-9455 and make that call to support AM 580.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Little bump in the road over the weekend, Ed, but maybe better this week?
No, not really. Not for harvest operations. I assume that's what you're talking about in terms of bump in the road. Most of the rain that fell over the weekend occurred from eastern Kansas across the northern half of Missouri into west central and northern Illinois, southeastern and east central Iowa, southern Wisconsin, on into lower Michigan. We had only 1,400ths of an inch of rain here at WILL, and south of here there wasn't much rainfall at all. So the southern half of Illinois and Indiana and much of Ohio did stay dry, but it did get colder, and we are chilly this morning. It looks like freezing conditions are going to occur across much of our two-state area tonight and down around freezing again tomorrow night. Now, the next couple of days will be decent for getting into the fields in those areas that are dry enough. Of course, many places got heavy rain last week, the heaviest rains falling on the early part of last week. And but the fields that have dried out, you'll have a little bit of an opportunity. That is until Wednesday evening. Then rain will come in. It looks like a widespread heavy rain Thursday into Friday. By Friday, just scattered showers, but windy and turning colder. And it looks like some spotty showers continuing Friday and even into Saturday. So we have a little bit of opportunity for harvest here the next couple of days. And then it's going to turn quite chilly once again late in the week. And it's also going to be on the wet side here once we get into Wednesday night, Thursday, and Friday. The rains will come into the southwestern parts of Illinois first, and that'll be during the day on Wednesday. Now, across the Plain States, it looks like they're mostly dry during this next week, and they could use a little bit more moisture for germination of crops there. In South America, the planting weather generally decent in Argentina and Brazil, except for portions of northern Brazil. It looks like some showers and thunderstorms are about to push into Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul. Rainfall over the weekend was mainly in northern production areas of Brazil, including Mato Grosso, portions of Goiás, Bahia, and northern Minas Gerais. But most other areas were dry, but it looks like some showers will be developing in Mato Grosso and De Goiás, and also in the latter part of the week, Argentina is going to start to turn wet. So that's good for germinating crops, but not so good for planting. And it looks like the best planting weather through midweek will be in southern Brazil. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's go back out to Pledge Central and see how we're doing on $3,000 worth of challenges. Les Schulte.
Yeah, it's a big challenge right now, but we can make it with your help and your phone calls at 217-244-9455. We have 41 calls in on the Ag Challenge. I think we need about 20 or more calls on the $2,000 challenge this morning, and we only have till 10 o'clock to reach that, so we need to keep these phones going right now at 217-244-9455. Your call is very important this morning, so we can leverage your basic $40 membership pledge into an extra $2,000 to $3,000 this morning.
Tom, a long time ago, public radio stations such as ours received enough money from the federal government, and we didn't have to rely as much on public support.
Well, that's right, but that level of government support has gone down. Federal support now is just 18% of our budget. 41%, on the other hand, comes from you, the listener, and that gap continues to grow. That means we rely on listener support more and more over time. It comes from voluntary support, listeners like you, and phone calls to 217-244-9455. Make that investment in some of the people and the programs and technology that make WILL one of the top agricultural voices in the country. 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 5:30, down one, last trade up one. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:06.5, up 1.5, last trade up a quarter. March, 5:20, down 4.5, last trade down 4.5. December corn opened at 3:11.5, down 1.25, last trade down 5. July, 3:36, down 1/2, last trade down 5. Redline, December, 3:27.75, down 1, last trade down 4.25. Nov beans opened at 6:06, down 1/2, last trade down 4. Next July, 6:43, unchanged, last trade down 4. December soybean meal opened at 179.70, down 70, last trade down 140. December soybean oil opened at 26.18, up 1, last trade down 24. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start with this wheat market and ask you whether or not you think $5 is a special benchmark to keep an eye on today.
Oh, I think it very much so is. You've got funds in a fairly long position, especially the Kansas City market, and I still find it hard to justify the spread between Kansas City and the Chicago board wheat when we were sitting here with roughly twice the carryout stocks on soft red that we had a year ago. We're starting to move spreads back towards a reasonable carry, especially in the Dease March, and we've taken roughly 50, 60 cents out of the Dease July wheat spread. I think that is an indication that the buying is starting to been tempered, and I also believe the longs in the Dease wheat have a tough time trying to come out when you've got three times the open interest in the Dease contract alone than what we produce in soft red wheat.
Does invasion of the $5 level to the downside open up the potential for a retracement to around 491?
Probably even deeper than that, Dave. I think that you've got a market that ran awfully hard in a very short period of time, and I look for even deeper cuts than that. I'm guessing that this wheat market makes its way back down around that 475 level is kind of what I had in mind.
217-244-9455, the number to call with your pledge of financial support. We're looking for 10 phone calls to help us keep track and up to date on a challenge that's worth $2,000 this morning. 217-244-9455. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. In the corn market, what does that potential retracement in the wheat mean?
Well, you're going to find some selling coming back in the corn. The major talk this morning in corn has been China out here selling 2 million tons of corn for delivery at first 2 months of 07. Roughly a month ago, people were talking that China had nothing for sale. There were people anticipating that China was actually going to import corn. So all of a sudden, some of our export projections are starting to pull back just a little bit on that type of talk. I think the other thing you look in corn is that the spreads are moving back. We've gone from trading 7, 8 Dease March corn spreads out to trading evenly 12 cents and probably going to slip that a little bit further in that 12.5, maybe 13 area. So as those spreads weaken, it's an indication that you're starting to find a high in the market, Dave.
Les Schulte and Pledge Central, how are we doing on that 10 phone call that I called for?
We're doing great on that, Dave. Actually, the total now is 19 calls to go to make this $2,000 challenge this morning. Thanks to Hal Hoffman from Claypool, Indiana. Thank you, Hal. William Meshing from Cabry, and we've heard from our good Stephen Brown of Brown Land and Hog, a good business friend of ours in Frankfurt. Let's join them right now. 19 calls to go. There's $2,000 on the line in challenge money right now at 217-244-9455.
We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. Brian, let's go ahead and look at the soybean market. We're 614. It's been a tough place.
Yeah, you know, you've got a bean market that's been in a sideways pattern on the weekly chart between 45.5 and 622. dating back to August of a year ago. I see no reason with the carryout stocks we've got for us to break above those levels. I think these are selling opportunities. Beans have been firmer than what I ever thought they would be, I have to admit. We've rallied further than what I thought we could on the carryout stocks. Also, keep in mind that we're probably buying some acres down in South America, and the dollar has again started to turn its way back north. If the dollar firms up, all of a sudden South Americans may become producers.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Mabel of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.